Recorded live on DementiaRadio.org, it's the Funny Music Podcast, brought to you by TheFump.com, where you can download new free comedy songs twice a week. Now, here's your hosts, Devo Spice and the great Luke Ski.
Devo is eating.
Hi, Luke.
Hi, Devo.
How's it going?
Oh, it's going okay. Why don't you tell us, do you want me to go first and tell them about my day so you can finish eating your ice cream?
Yeah, why don't you do that?
Okay. Well, you know, we here at the Fump are, you know, it is time to put together another Fump CD, Fump Volume 21, and we were trying to figure out what kind of video content to put on the Fump Volume 21. So, we weren't sure what to do. We had a couple of ideas, but they were things that were already on YouTube, and we just kind of figured, well, we don't want to put stuff that's already been available because we want it to be exclusive. And that's the point at which Devo Spice says, hey, I've got an idea. I'll write a script for a Fump promo, and I'll record my part of it and then send it to Luke, and then let Luke do all the rest of the work creating this video to promote the Fump podcast with his magical puppets. So
it's called delegating. You should try it sometime. It's amazing.
So basically, Devo Spice just invented a new project for me, which, you know, Sarah was just thrilled about. She came home, walked into my project room, and saw, you know, my drawing table flattened out with the tripod on top of it with the camera. The puppets are all over the place. And she just had this blank stare of, my God, what am I getting married to? And I'm like, oh, hi, honey. And she's like, you haven't been outside all day, have you? I know you haven't, because the mailbox is overflowing with mail. Like, nope, I've been in all day doing a puppet show so that we can put it on a CD and so nobody will watch it. So thank you very much, Mr. Devo Freaking Spice. How was your day, Mr. Ice Cream Man? So what have you been up to?
Well, first of all, why don't we introduce our special guest.
Whoa, that was freaky. Did you hear that?
Still on the line. Whoa, somebody's breaking up here. Is that me or you?
I have no idea. That you just kind of did a whole Max Headroom thing and then went all crazy. Spaff, are you still there?
I think so.
Okay, Spaff sounds fine. Devo is the one that went crazy. So, it's Spaff. Hey, everyone.
There we go.
I'm doing such a great
job,
aren't I?
Sorry, that was my fault. Hi, Spaff.
Hi, guys. I just got called special. I like that. You can call me special all you want.
You are special. Very special person.
Now, you're going to add a laugh track to this after we're done, right? So,
oh, dude, that's an awesome idea.
We could be just like old Hanna-Barbera cartoons from the 70s.
Yes.
I mean, it works for stupid sitcoms. It might as well work for us, right? Just say anything even remotely clever and add laughter, and all of a sudden it sounds very clever.
You ever seen that YouTube clip where they took pieces of, I think it was Friday the 13th Part 2, and added a laugh track to it? That's freaking great.
See, that's what I'm talking about.
I'll have to look that up.
Yeah.
So anyway,
I've had a rather busy week. I set up an interview, actually, with I don't know if it's technically a podcast or not, but it's an internet radio show called The Hip Hop Shop, which is run off of rapreviews.com by a guy who I've known from the back in the glory days of the alt rap news group back in the early 90s. I'm going to be doing that live on July 11th, which is a Sunday night, I believe at 9:00 Eastern time. And it'll be in the feed on rapreviews.com once that's up. And I'll put this all in my email update when the time comes. I spent a lot of time working on the Cirque du So What website this week, so we can have something other than just that little, you know, front page thing. I've been working with WordPress for the first time ever, just because I didn't want to, you know, create a whole site from scratch like I did for the Fump for Cirque du So What. I figured I'll just, you know, WordPress should be fine for what we're doing there. And it's coming out pretty good so far. I got a couple of I got everything working. I just got to get the store working so people can actually buy the CDs and stuff. Last night I went to a show in Hoboken, which was MC Lars and Whitey Cracker and MC Chris. And I got a recording from Whitey Cracker for a new song. So I'm excited about that.
Wow, you've been talking about that for a while. I'm glad that you were finally able to make that a reality.
Yeah, I have, and the reality is going to be a little different than what I was anticipating, but which I won't get into details right now. But I do have a recording from Whitey Cracker, and I'm very happy with it. So, but it wasn't what I originally planned. So, we'll just leave
it at
that.
Had to go all the way to Hoboken for this.
Hoboken, New Jersey. It's only an hour away, so it wasn't like it was that far.
Man, you are living the dream, Hoboken.
But you know, I mean, it was a show with MC Lars and Whitey Cracker, and the place was sold out. I mean, it was absolutely packed, and it was actually sold out. They were turning people away at the door.
Cool.
And 2 years ago, I opened for them. I was a show with MC Frontalot, Whitey Cracker, MC Lars, and a couple other local acts on the bill. 12 people showed up. So I don't know whether I'm just cursed or what's going on, but 12 people.
It's almost as if there were an omnipotent deity up in the sky that dislikes people who make music of a funny nature.
Yeah. I swear to God, I'm going to register GodHatesComedyMusicians.com just so I could have it. But so anyway, I posted a new song last week on the FUMP.
Yes, and I get to interview you.
Do?
Yeah. And I would have thought of any questions, but I was busy all day working on a stupid puppet video. But, you know, that's okay. So this is the parody of the Asher Roth song.
Yes, I love college. Which I heard last summer on the radio during my roughly monthly or so journeys through pop radio trying to find something to parody. And I heard it, and I was like, I didn't know if it was a really good song to parody because it was, you know, mildly amusing to begin with. But it just kind of got stuck in my head, and I was like, yeah, it's kind of a catchy tune. It's one that people will remember if they've heard it, you know, once or twice, so it might be a good idea. And then when I came up with the idea to do I Hate Mondays, I was like, remember, this was a year ago, I was like, oh, perfect, I can use that as a theme song for Manic Mondays. And then I went and ended the show, so that's not going to happen. But I figured I'd go ahead with the song anyway, because I like the idea and I like the lyrics I came up with for it.
Yeah, I remember seeing the music video for I Hate Mondays as I was heading back to home after some
convention. You mean I Love College?
I meant I Love College. And I remember seeing that video going like, first of all, being shocked to see a video on MTV. Secondly, that the video was actually kind of pretty good and that I liked the song. And I'm like, oh, this song is kind of catchy. Somebody, you know, should probably parody this. And I didn't have any immediate ideas, so I'm like, okay, I guess it won't be me then. So...
We are planning a music video for I Hate Mondays, we being myself and Insane Ian. And we've been in talks to do this since the beginning of the year. I sent Ian the lyrics a long time ago, and he's already scoped out locations and got like people who have agreed to like be in the video for like, you know, background actors and stuff. So he's already got, you know, some things planned. And so hopefully, you know, after Nerdapalooza, after I move, after things settle down a little bit, I can take a little trip down to Baltimore for a weekend and we can actually film it.
Well, that would be very cool. I can't think of other things to ask you because I already know so much about you. It's like you're moving. How's that going?
Slow. So, yeah. Well, the reason I was late tonight was because my parents came to visit. Because we switched cars, they took my Prius and I got their van, so that I could carry bigger stuff to the storage unit now, and you know, stuff that won't fit in my Prius. So now we can actually finish the move in the next. We got to be out by the end of the month, so you know, I'm just going to be a very busy month. But
and you have your
has been going slow, but hopefully it'll be going faster soon.
And you've had your amazing $5 sale over at the website. How's that been going?
I have. That's been going very well, actually. I must have moved like 50 or 60 pieces. So I know I've emptied out at least one box of crap. So that's one less box that I have to move. So thank you to everyone who's been buying stuff. It's still going on. It'll be going on for like I guess 2 more weeks. Like it ends right before I leave for Nerdapalooza. So go to devospice.com and you can pick up all the old Sudden Death stuff and the current, you know, CDs as well. The CDs are $4.99. The tapes are $2.99. And I still have some of the free Decade of Decay tapes, and even Technobabble is $4.99. So everything
buy
must go.
Buy it so he doesn't have to pack it and move it. right?
That, exactly. That's exactly the plan. That's exactly why I started doing this.
And everybody needs to have a copy of the song Fat Chicks in Spandex on cassette.
Yes, they do. So actually, you guys were talking about how nobody's ever done a parody of Loser by Beck. Mm-hmm. I did one.
Oh, you did?
Yeah. It's on Braindead. It's called Smoker. It's about cigarettes.
Oh, man. I'm totally spaced out on that one.
And this is on one of the cassettes
you're
selling.
Not that I want you to play it on Rapport or anything. Yes, yes. It's not a particularly good song. It contains lots of bad singing.
No, you're not marketing it very well. It's your best unreleased gem ever. Come on, man. Sell it.
So you had Steve Goody as your mix master on this album or this particular track, I Hate Mondays.
Yes, I did. Yes.
And he was able to help you in the singing department.
Part because I want to do more work with him and part out of necessity because the professor has been too busy to do much of my music lately. The professor did the beat on this one and sent me the beat. And then I sent that to Steve Goody. Found out the BPM was something like 86.287 or something weird like that. And then Steve laid down the rest of the music and did the mix and mastering for me.
And he assisted you with the vocals?
Yes, he did. I did, you know, one take of the singing. And, you know, he sent me back this email saying, now, don't take this the wrong way. I mean, the singing is pretty good, but I think it can be better. So and I'm like, dude, really, you're not going to offend me by criticizing my singing, really. So he laid down a background track of all the singing, and I sang along to his vocals, and the second take came out much better than the first take. I don't know if he auto-tuned it or not. I suspect he did. I know he auto-tuned the first take. I don't know if he auto-tuned the second take or not. I got to ask him.
Steve Goody's great. He's great with the constructive feedback, you know, the constructive criticism. When I worked on a song with him recently and we were passing lyrics back and forth and I sent him over some stuff and he sent it back to me saying, you know what, these couple of lines kind of suck. Can you rewrite those? Like, oh, tell me how you really feel there, Steve. Okay, let's take another crack at that.
So, that was Blackwater, right?
He's a great guy. It's the BP version of Blackwater. He's a great guy, man. Multi-talented. He can do it all. He can sing, he can write, he can play all the instruments, make music videos.
What I like is that he does the music engineering stuff full time. So this is what he does for a day job. He's, you know, he does music.
He's a professional.
He's a professional, so he's better than I am at this stuff, so.
Instant reaction from somebody in the channel, Wildcard9 says, Spaff does not suck! So.
It depends who you ask, but thank you very much.
Back to Devo Spice. So this song is going to be on your forthcoming album called Gnome Sane.
Yes.
When is that coming out, and are you at liberty to describe for the public what the cover will look like?
I can describe the cover. I don't know when it's going to come out yet. I kind of have to regroup after Nerdapalooza, figure out what I have to finish up, and you know, kind of figure out a timeline. The joke with the title Gnome Sane is based on an old stand-up comedy bit that I wrote that never actually used anywhere about how the goal in hip-hop is to say as many words as possible with as few syllables as possible. And the phrase, the example I give is, do you know what I am saying, which is 8 syllables, gets shrunken down to 2 syllables, Gnome Sane, and it's G-N-O-M-E, Gnome, Sane, S-A-N-E. And the cover is going to be a garden gnome in a b-boy stance, wearing a straitjacket, and I'm going to give him a red beard and the Devo Spice hat, so it'll look like me. So that's my plan for the cover.
That's awesome.
I decided recently. Thank you. I'm going to try something different this time. I was originally planning to sell pre-orders. You know, I take pre-orders for the album and give a special bonus disc to people who bought the pre-order, like we did for the Cirque du Soleil album, and that worked out great. But I want to try something different. A lot of my author friends have done what they called Amazon rushes, where the day their album comes out on Amazon.com, they tell all their fans who are planning to – or the day their book, they tell all their fans who are planning to buy the book anyway, buy it that day on Amazon.com, the goal being to push the book up the charts, which will then get it more exposure as more people see it higher up in the charts. And this has worked very well for the people who have tried it. So I want to try this with iTunes and see if we can do the same thing. So what I'm going to do is once I set a release date, I'm going to, you know, get the album done and submit it to iTunes, you know, for to be released on that date. I'll probably have to submit it, you know, 6 weeks in advance to get it in there on time. But I'm going to pick a date. It'll probably have to be a Tuesday because that's when all the music comes out for some stupid reason. And I'm just going to tell everyone who wants to buy the CD, buy it on iTunes on that day. And then what I'll do is if you send me the receipt that shows that you bought the MP3s on iTunes, I will send you the physical CD and the bonus CD for free. So wow. You've already paid for the album in digital format. I'll send you the physical ones for free if you buy it on that day. And I'm going to see how high we can get the album in the charts and see if I can get any extra publicity out of it.
That's a cool plan.
Let's do it.
It works.
All right, so should we go into I Hate Mondays?
Yes, let's get into I Hate Mondays.
So we'll play I Hate Mondays and then have a promo, and then we'll be back to interview Spaff about his new Money Shot Cosmonaut song. So here is I Hate Mondays by Devo Spice from thefump.com.
I can't get up right now. I don't feel good. Who the hell decided that morning needed to come so early?
That party last night was awfully crazy. I got so wasted. Now I'm hungover and threw up so much I can still taste it. Drink some coffee, pop some speed. 4 days sleep is what I need. Passed out at 5, got class at 8. Smash my alarm, I cannot see straight.
I only got college for another 3 weeks. Trying to pass, I cheat off the geeks. For that to work, I have to get to class, which means I really have to move my ass. So fill up my cup, coffee straight up. I drive in a daze like, huh, who, what? I make it to class, but don't feel great. A 1 hour class, I'm 50 minutes late. Got a pop quiz, don't know what the topic is. Gonna have to take it, guess I'll just fake it. See the worried faces all over the places. Pray to three gods just to cover all the bases.
That party rocked for 3 days straight. We celebrated. Hell must have froze. I can't believe I graduated. My term paper wasn't great. GPA was 1.8. Got my degree, so I bid adieu. But now I'm late for an interview. Man, I hate Mondays.
Hey.
I hate mornings.
Hey.
Showers.
Hey.
Man, I hate Mondays.
I can't tell you what I learned in school, but it didn't prepare me to become a tool. There were things I never thought I'd do, like pay close attention to detail, and I can't check personal email, and logic is never gonna prevail. Only two people here are female, and I think one might be a she-male. And my paycheck? Nowhere near what I thought. Now I can't afford the TV I just bought. Out of tequila, beer, wine, and rum too. Watching The Bachelor, is this what it's come to?
That office party was awfully lame, I wish I skipped it. Brown nosed the boss, so insincere, it sounded scripted. I cut my hair and shaved my beard, and now it's me who thinks I look weird. Go home at 8, in bed by 10, just watch the news, then do it again. Man, I hate Mondays.
Hey!
I hate Tuesdays,
hey.
I hate Wednesdays,
hey.
And I miss college.
Now, I'm gonna give you a taste of what I go through on Monday mornings. A typical day goes something like this.
Is at a total standstill this morning as all lanes are closed in both directions due to an accident involving 2 tractor trailers, 7 cars, an ice cream truck, and the Oscar Mayer Wienermobile. Traffic is being rerouted onto Surface Street, but they're moving about as fast as an old lady in the express lane paying with a check.
Coffee, 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 coffee. Sitting in traffic, sitting in traffic, sitting in traffic, sitting in traffic.
Damn it, I'm late again. Hope my boss doesn't say, "Hey, good morning, sir." No,
No, I've been here for 20 minutes now. I just had to go get something out of my car. Yes, with my briefcase. I don't go anywhere without it. No, not even the bathroom.
That office meeting we had left me permanently scarred. PowerPoint slides with cheesy graphics and crappy clip art was ill-prepared and underdressed, and there weren't no donuts left. Proactive this, synergy that, then something about wearing different hats. Man, I hate Mondays.
But after a few days of that, it's the weekend. You know what that means? It means I get to cut the grass, clean out the gutters, and take the kids to soccer. Do I really have to make the bed? Why can't I just leave it like that?
Hello, I'm Computer King. Everyone knows heroes are nothing without the opposition of villains. But did you know that dozens of villains disappear every day? Villains, being creatures of ego, require attention to live. And when everyone ignores them, they can vanish from relevance, never to be seen again. But there is hope. And you can help. For just minutes a day, only a few hours a month, you can help villains remain relevant. Go to SaveTheVillain.com, listen to the Into the Dark podcast, and read the articles, and you will be single-handedly helping villains to remain relevant. Look at Mum-Ra here. He was fading from the public eye, in danger of disappearing. Then a kind soul in Hollywood pitched a Thundercats film, and he's up and about, ready to cause trouble at a moment's notice. You too can be a lifeline in a villain's darkest hour. Go to SaveTheVillain.com now and make a difference. Because without villains, heroes are just guys in funny suits.
And we're back. At least I hope we're back.
Yay. Hey. We're back.
Good job, Devo Spice. I didn't know you could sing.
I can't.
Nope. So that was all
let's do the news.
All right, time for funny music news. Something, something, something. Well, we got some concerts coming up here, events where multiple FUMP artists are performing, the first of which is Nerdapalooza. Devo, you want to tell them about that?
Sure. Nerdapalooza has a ton of people. I'm not going to read all of them, but a couple of the highlights. MC Frontalot, Killer Robots, Schaefer the Dark Lord, Captain Dan and the Scurvy Crew, Devo Spice, that would be me, the Great Luke Ski, that would be you, Krondor Crew, that would be guys who dress up like ninjas, Mark with a C, great stuff. Positive Attitude, Random, a.k.a. Mega Ran, Rappy McRapperson, Worm Quartet, Zealous One, and Kabuto the Python, and lots of other people, too. You can go to nerdapalooza.org for all the full information. This is coming up just in a couple of weeks now. Yeah, 2 weeks from tomorrow, 16th, 17th, and 18th. Of July in Orlando, Florida is Nerdapalooza.
Yes. So. And then coming up in August, we have Gen Con Indy in Indianapolis, Indiana. And I'm going to be performing there, the Great Luke Ski, along with Mark Gunn and a group which was formerly known as Willie's Wenches, and they are now known as the Damsels of Dorkington. They're going to be posting their new song that Dr. Demento played earlier this year at the FUMP Sideshow. Hopefully immediately. but yeah, go to GenConIndy.com or just GenCon.com and then click on the Indy link. And that is coming up August 5th through 8th. And isn't there something else happening simultaneously in another part of the country that a bunch of other FUMPers are going to be at? Yeah.
I don't know.
Isn't that something that Tom Smith and you and Balder and a bunch of other people are going to be at?
Oh, is that the same weekend as NASFIC?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, that's right. It is the same weekend as NASFIC. Yeah, in Raleigh, North Carolina. Myself, Tom Smith, Rob Balder, and is Shoebox going to that?
I don't know.
I don't remember. Lots of people are going to NASFIC, which is the North American Science Fiction Convention, which happens when Worldcon is not taking place in North America. And this year it happens to be taking place in Raleigh or Durham, North Carolina. North Carolina somewhere. This isn't part of the notes. You threw me a curveball here. I would have had proper information. But yeah, you know what? I can pull up my website real quick.
Well, while you're pulling that up, I'll report on another bit of news. Unfortunately, this is a bit of bad news. Our good friend in St. Ian, who was on the show last week, who was just voted in as a new auxiliary member of the FUMP, was a victim of corporate douchebaggery and unfortunately lost his job where he was working at a video game store as a manager. So because of that, he had to cancel his appearance at Nerdapalooza and delay the release of his forthcoming album, The Last Arcade. And it really hurts because he literally had just finished mixing down, you know, he finally got the master done, he had the artwork done, and then, you know, he got the rug pulled out from under him. So it's like the album's just kind of sitting there waiting to be released once he can, you know, make sure that his family's, you know, set and can get a decent job and can afford to put out the album. So it's, you know, real life bull crap that really sucks. So, you know, Ian, we love you. You're our friend. You know, they can't take your FUMP auxiliary membership away from you, damn it.
Yes, we're not going to.
So go buy his stuff. Go buy his MP3s.
Yes, insaneian.com.
Yes, and NASFIC is in Raleigh, North Carolina. And I have down on my list as performing, besides me, we have Rob Balder, Tom Smith, Power Salad, and Danny Burt.
Cool. So,
man, you guys get around.
We do.
Yeah, Midwest, that's where all the good sci-fi cons are. All those guys like Hot Waffles and Raymond Scum, they're like, we don't have any place to perform. We're in Los Angeles. And we're like, ha, suckers, Midwest represent. So,
move to a cool place like Wisconsin or New Jersey. Get out of California. It sucks, man.
Merle Lafferty just texted me and said, Riley, you need to get me on this show.
So anyway, hey, we have Mr. Spaff here.
Hey.
Hi, Spaff. I know it's like the fourth time tonight I've said that, but, you know, whatever. I just like
it's,
saying
it's fun,
it.
Isn't it? And I say, hey, Luke, and I, again, I never know what to call you, Spice, Devo, Tom, Mr. Death. I'm going to go with Mr. Death.
So that's the only one I don't anymore.
So we're sticking with it for sure then. Hey, Mr. Death. Hey, Luke.
Hey.
Good to be here. So, thanks for having me on.
So how did this whole song of yours come together? Because it's kind of – maybe we should explain the premise of the song first for those of you who haven't heard it.
Are we talking about Smells Like Karen Carpenter? I assume?
We are indeed.
This is, in a nutshell, Karen Carpenter singing Kurt Cobain's lyrics. So a few years ago, all my best ideas come to me in the shower, I should say, and this one did too. Not that it's one of my best ideas or that I have great ideas, but when I have ideas, they're in the shower. And I was thinking, I had just finished reading this issue of Rolling Stone about the best albums ever. And of course, Nirvana's Nevermind was on there, and the Carpenters were on there too. And I thought that was so amazing that the Carpenters and Nirvana would share a list of greatest anything in Rolling Stone magazine. And it just occurred to me, how great would it be if they collaborated? You know, what if Kurt Cobain and Karen Carpenter had the chance to work together, and instead of her singing these sappy, sweet lyrics, sang the lyrics that came out of Kurt Cobain's twisted mind. And I thought, okay, what would it sound like if she sang Smells Like Teen Spirit, for example? So that's where the idea came from. So we took the music of Top of the World and kind of fitted it with the lyrics of Smells Like Teen Spirit and a few other Nirvana songs. And that's what we came up with, Smells Like Karen Carpenter. And I had you guys know Bob Emmett, the mastermind behind Project Sisyphus, and he's worked with a lot of FUMP artists on their own stuff. He did the music. That guy's a genius. He did all the music for this in the production, and he found, a few months ago, we were looking for a vocalist for another song, and he found this fantastic vocalist named Carrie Golden. She's worked with us on a few songs. She was Pink in our song we did called Pink Christmas. She played Pink. She's played Lady Gaga for us. He said, she does a fantastic Karen Carpenter. I said, well, let's try it. So he put the music together and he got Carrie to do the vocals. And I'm just thrilled with her performance on this song. I mean, nobody can imitate Karen Carpenter. I mean, come on, anybody can do Elvis, anybody can do Bob Dylan, but nobody can do Karen Carpenter and do Karen Carpenter well. And she just knocked it out of the park. I'm thrilled with how she sounds on this, and that combined with Bob's music, I'm a happy boy.
I remember when we were working on the a Middle East country, a Middle Earth mountain troll song, and I had that big idea of, oh, let's do it like a big variety show lead in. We could, take Carrie's Everything's a Song and do it like a cheesy thing. And, we got Bob to do it. And I honestly was just like jaw on the floor, amazed at what I was hearing when I got the music back from him of like the, spaff, spaff, can you dig it? And that whole lead in. I was just like, this is the coolest thing ever, which is why I, co-opted it for the theme song to the Bad Rapport podcast now. But yeah, Bob is amazing.
He is. He can do anything and do it really, really well. We were trying to come up with an ending for the song, and I said I want to end it with a Nirvana crashing chord like the end of Heart-Shaped Box. Can you do that, Bob? And he came up with this perfect chord, Nirvana style, with the feedback and ask Bob anything, he can do it.
Oh, I got an even better example of that. I was talking with him on when I was finishing up the Target Audience album, and I'm like, I had this idea for a bit. I don't know. It would depend on if I could find someone who could find a ukulele and play a 10-foot-2 Eyes of Blue. Is there anything you could pull off? And Bob's like, oh, you mean like this? And he starts playing a ukulele. He had one within reach of the telephone and just grabbed it and started playing. It's like, Bob, you are a god. How did you pull that off? So
seriously, the man is amazing. I hope he hears this. We love you, Bob.
Yes, I'm sure we'll have him on eventually once another project of his song is posted here.
He's too busy working on all of our crap. I don't think he has time for his own anymore.
So
you want to hear it?
Devo, do you have any other questions for Spaff at this time, or should we get into this?
I do not.
Whoa, you went all trippy on us again, Devo.
I know. I'm sorry. I'm just looking for something. I'm required bandwidth. So.
I'm kind of getting scared. It's like it's some kind of 60s acid trip, so maybe we should get some Karen Carpenter playing.
It sounds pretty cool. It's like you're turning into a cyborg or something. Stick with that. It's a good sound.
To quote Rob Balder, Cylons in the stream. That is what we are. All right. So let's get into the song here. Here is Smells Like Karen Carpenter by Money Shot Cosmonauts. Woohoo!
Your guns and bring your friends. It is lots of fun to lose and to pretend. She is so overboard, stupidly self-assured, and I know that's a dirty word again. I'm the worst at what I do the best. For this lovely gift, sweet Jesus, I feel my libido and the rest. Oh, baby,
was dangerous. Here we are now, darling, entertain us, please. Oh, what else can I be? 'Cause I'm all of apologies, and I swear to you I don't have a gun. Pisces, when I'm weak, I've been locked inside your heart-shaped box for weeks. I'm forever enticed by your priceless advice. You can come here doused in mud or soaked in bleach. Now I've just forgotten why I taste, but I guess it puts a smile upon my. I could eat your cancer when it hates. Oh, baby, with all the lights out, it is so much less dangerous. Here we are now, darling, entertain us, please. I wish I was like you, 'cause you're easily amused, and I swear to you I don't have a gun. Oh, Courtney, with all the lights out, it is so much less dangerous. Here we are now, darling, entertain us, please. We like all the pretty songs, and we like to sing along. Okay, maybe I just might have a gun.
DementiaRadio.org.
All right, and that was Smells Like Karen Carpenter by Money Shot Cosmonauts, as put together by the mastermind Spaff.
Can I keep talking? Are we through yet?
We're not through yet.
I haven't given a I need to give a shout out to Chris Mezzalesta, who's the one other member of that team that put that song together. He was the Richard Carpenter in the mix, and as usual, did a fantastic job. So, Chris, if you're listening, you are the man. And you all know him as the voice behind Power Salad. And I have to say this,
Chris.
Too.
Toil!
Okay!
His song, My Cat is Afraid of the Vacuum Cleaner, is one of my all-time favorite comedy songs. So, good job there, Chris. Thanks for your help. And here's a little anecdote about him, too. I got to say this. I was in San Francisco and went to Pier 39 and was pulling into the parking lot, and there was a little speaker at the booth where you take your ticket reminding you to please retain your ticket and submit it to the machine on the third floor when you leave. It was him. It was Chris Mezzalesta's voice coming out of this ticket box at Pier 39 in San Francisco. I'm like, that's Chris. I know that guy. I know the guy in that machine right there who just spoke to me. So,
that's awesome.
I would have to say that My Cat is Afraid of the Vacuum Cleaner is my second favorite Power Salad deal. My first is the ticket booth at Pier 39. So
we got to get a remix of that on the Fump.
Yes.
He's got to have the original somewhere. Set it to a beat.
Yes.
Be a big, big hit.
Well, before we wrap up the interview with Spaff here, Spaff obviously also works quite often with Robert Lund, writing songs with him, and as well,
yes,
you know, Money Shot Cosmonauts and many other people. Every year, the Dr. Demento Funny 25 Countdown is just full of handfuls of songs by Spaff. So my question to you, Spaff, is do you have any weaknesses? You know, silver bullets, you know, like stakes through the heart, kryptonite. Just is there any way you can be stopped? You bastard who always is popular and makes me look not as good. What do I do to stop you?
I have been meaning to tell you this, Luke. I believe in 2009, your song came in second place on the Funny 25.
Oh!
And
the pain.
You know, you probably would have been number one, except for, I don't know, there was some other song that just pushed you out of the top spot. I can't remember what it was.
Yes, you and your topical humor that's socially relevant, you know. You know, why can't songs that mention, you know, Muppets and He-Man action figures be most important, huh?
This would be a good time for me to, you know, not to make it not all about you, Luke, but since you mentioned Robert Lund, I would not be doing any of this if it were not for him. That guy started recording my lyrics a few years ago, and we've had so much fun with it that I've just wanted to do more and more and more of this. So had Robert Lund not been very supportive, I guess I should say, of my whims and my song parody lyrics, I would not be doing this anymore, because I would have, you know, it's one thing to write lyrics, it's another thing to hear them performed, and he does such a remarkable job of that. So don't know if he's going to listen to this too, but we got to give him a shout out as well. He's amazing.
Of course.
So thanks for letting me say that.
No problem, of course. And it would make me very happy if you could make it out to MarsCon this coming March, just because the fans have been wanting you to be there just to, you know, say, hey, what's up, and hang out and all that stuff. So, yeah.
I would love to. That's a show I've been trying to make it to for a few years now. I do a lot of traveling for business, and for the last couple of years I've had a trip that conflicts with that, but there's always 2011, right?
Yes, and to give it another nudge that'll hopefully convince you to show up, Steve Goody's been to a handful of conventions around the Midwest, and he said after MarsCon that this was the best convention he had ever been to. So hopefully that will influence you to decide to try to come on out. Yeah.
Yeah, I couldn't just take your word for it, but if Steve Goody likes it, then okay, for sure I'm coming.
Nobody listens. No. Me advertising things is like the boy who cried wolf. Nobody actually listens to me when I plug stuff anymore. We have to get other people to plug it, so yeah.
Oh, you're awesome, Lou.
So are you, Smith.
No, I would love to be there. I'll see if I can make it in 2011.
Cool.
It's been too long. I've only been to one of the cons the last few years. That was Con on the Cob, and that was what, 2-3 years ago?
Yeah.
It was a good time. Yeah. It was a good time. I gotta make it to more.
So Devo, should we play one more song or should we wrap it up? What do you think?
We're at about
44 minutes.
User feedback first.
Oh, user feedback. Okay, go.
Yes. We got another iTunes review. We got another 5-star iTunes review from Connecticut Yankee 23, who says, "Awesome, great to see Devo Spice back podcasting." And I got to say, it's great. It feels great to be back podcasting again. I really did miss it. So,
yay!
Thank you for that.
Woot!
So, yeah, what the hell? Let's play one more song.
All right, cool. This one is another one from the Fump Sideshow. You guys remember to mute it on your end when the song plays, so that the song comes through clear. But here is a song. How is his name pronounced? Is it Rick Cormier?
I really don't
Cormier,
know.
Cormier, I think.
Cormier? Okay.
I was going to email him and ask him, and I completely forgot.
Well,
I like this guy, too. He's a friend of mine. Rick has actually recorded my stuff.
He does some fantastic stuff. I mean, his song Commando, I think, is absolutely hysterical.
Word.
Shopping with a weapon. Check out Shopping with a Weapon in My Hand.
Yes.
If you haven't heard that from Rick Cormier.
Well, cool.
Great song.
Well, here's another song from Rick coming at you right now.
Well, now, baby, we call this the active Navy. But there are several other very important differences between human beings and animals that you should know about. Thank you.
Betty's. Sheesh, Betty, you're so hot. Me and you should do all the stuff that Fred and Wilma would do not. So why not slide up my high and kiss the Barney Stones? One on each side, they're not cockeyed, though there's also one of those. So since you stacked away the rock or reef at Rock Barney instead, I want to play inside your cave. Now Bam Bam safely tucked in bed. Wanna do you over there on the comfy stone where? Maybe even on a rock or rocking chair. I want to yabba dabba do you every yabba dabba where.
Do it now.
You and me, Betty, ain't nothing but rubble, so let's do it like those new age self-discovery couples.
Do it again now.
You and me, Betty, ain't nothing but rubble, so let's do it like a stone age self-discovery couple. Suction than your mammoth vacuum cleaner. Fred might be a twinkle toes at bowling, but it's me whose wiener's cleaner. Caveman stubble, did it cause you trouble adventuring down in your quarry? Then I grab this honk and chisel you up now to say I'm dino sorry. Then would you let me film the deed on BCD with my bird camera? Cause if the water buffalo see that, they'll make me grand poobah. I'll brush your hair, then you brush mine with my new fine tooth porcupine, and then we'll do it Jetson style and pterodactyl their mile.
You and me, Betty, ain't nothing but rubble, so let's do it like those new age self-discovery couples.
Do it again now.
You and me, Betty, like kissing on flannel, so let's do it like they do on the prehistory channel.
Getting horny now.
Irresistibly charming, so let's do it like they do in the prehistory carvings.
Do it again now.
You and me, Betty, wanna test the arena, so let's do it like Tyrannosaurus Rex and Regina.
Do it now.
You and me, Betty, yeah, babe, I'm excited, so let's do it like a horny pair of saber-tooth tigers.
Do it again now.
Barney Bonks, Betty, would be a top raider, so let's do it, cause who knows, we might outrate Wally Gator.
Getting horny now.
Another great song of the sideshow.
Those lyrics, if I could say, Luke, are written by a guy named Stuart MacArthur. Rick Cormier and Stuart MacArthur and several other sideshow artists regularly used to contribute to a, and some of us still do, to a lyrics website called amiright.com. And that's where Rick and Stu ran into each other, and that's where I became friends with both of those guys. And Jeff Rubin from the sideshow, Below Average Dave, couple others, Matthias, regular contributors over there. So a little trivia for you.
Well, excellent. Cool. I wanted to point out to Devo, you know, speaking of the Fump sideshow, we want to remind everyone out there listening that you too, yes, you can submit songs to the Fump sideshow and get them posted up on the Fump sideshow so that everyone in the world and the funny music fan base can hear your comedy songs, just like the Damsels of Dorkington, who literally just now submitted their song I Kissed a Nerd for the Fump sideshow, which will be going up a week from today once it gets approved. So I'd like to preemptively call that as the third song next week and possibly even see if we can get one of them on the cast, if that's okay, Devo.
That's fine with me.
Cool.
The more damsels of Dorkington, the better. That's what I always say.
Yes. And yeah, I Kissed a Nerd was actually on Dr. Demento's top 10 a couple months ago. So, excellent. All right. So, anything else we got to do business wise, Mr. Spice?
Nah, I don't think so. I just got to check and make sure tomorrow's song is posted, and then I'm going to bed.
All right. Well, thank you very much for joining us, Spaff.
Yeah, always good to be here.
And given the
frequency... Thank you.
Once.
given the frequency...
I have a feeling you're going to be on a lot.
yeah. Given the frequency of the songs that you put up, you know, it's just like, oh, you'll be on, like, every other week as if you're, like, the third host, just because, you know...
This is my punishment for being prolific is I have to go on the podcast.
Huh? Yes.
Thanks for the warning.
All right. Well, that is it for the FUMP podcast, the Funny Music Podcast this week. I'm the Great Luke Ski.
I'm Devo Spice.
And that was Spaff.
Yes, it was.
Thank you for listening to the Funny Music Podcast. You can listen live every Thursday night at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 Pacific, at DementiaRadio.org. And join us in the chat. Or subscribe to the podcast feed. Look us up on iTunes and be sure to leave us a review. Feedback for the show can be sent to info@thefump.com. The Funny Music Podcast is a production of Fidem Interactive, LLC, released under a Creative Commons share-alike license. Tell your friends. Tell your enemies. Shout it to random people on the street. And be sure to visit thefump.com for the latest funny songs. Tune in next week where you'll hear Luke Ski say,
"Why does my shower smell like grilled cheese?"